This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. House of Representatives Committee investigating the January 6th attacks last year on the U.S. Capitol building has issued a subpoena to former President Donald Trump. The nine-member panel sent a letter to the former president's lawyers on Friday, demanding his testimony under oath by mid-November and outlining a series of corresponding documents. The decision by lawmakers to exercise their subpoena power comes a week after the committee made its final case against the former president, who they say personally orchestrated a multi-part effort to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election. It remains unclear how Trump and his legal team will respond to the subpoena. Trump ally Steve Bannon has been sentenced to 4 months behind bars for defying a subpoena from the House January 6th panel. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
Bannon was convicted in July on two counts of contempt of Congress after refusing to testify before the panel over his involvement in Donald Trump's bid to overturn the 2020 election. This morning, a judge also fined Bannon $6,500, far less than prosecutors wanted. They allege he acted in bad faith over the committee's work, while Bannon's lawyers say he was simply trying to follow Trump's initial claims of executive privilege. On his way to court, Bannon faced jeers but remained defiant, blasting what he called an illegitimate regime.
Their judgment day is on 8 November when the Biden administration ends.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Pakistan's election authorities Friday disqualified populist former Prime Minister Imran Khan from holding public office for allegedly concealing his assets. This is VOA News. Following the resignation of British Prime Minister Liz Truss, the leader of the opposition Labour Party has called for a general election in Britain as senior Conservatives compete for the post. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Asked what his views are on suggestions former Prime Minister Boris Johnson is likely to enter the race, Keir Starmer says it's even more evident a new vote is needed in Britain.
I remind myself that only 3 months ago, Boris Johnson left office because most of those who were serving him on his front bench had declared that he was unfit for office. So to go from the kamikaze budget under Liz Truss back to a man that his own party has declared is unfit for office is the most powerful argument you could possibly have for a general election.
Starmer warns against a revolving door of chaos if it was left up to the ruling Conservative Party to pick the next Prime Minister. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called on the West to warn Russia not to blow up a huge dam that would flood a swath of southern Ukraine as his forces prepare to push Moscow's troops from Kherson in one of the war's most important battles. In a television address, Zelensky said Russian forces had planted explosives inside a huge dam, which holds back an enormous reservoir that dominates much of southern Ukraine, and were planning to blow it up to cover their retreat. Russia accused Kyiv earlier this week of planning to rocket the dam. Neither side produced evidence to back up their allegations. And Europe is rallying to provide more aid to Ukraine. At a news briefing Friday, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said funds are needed to help Ukraine's internally displaced citizens.
Ukraine has other needs that have to be addressed, for example, the mobilization of humanitarian aid to help the most vulnerable in Ukraine to get through this winter. In particular, the more than 11 million internally displaced people by now who need support, who need access to water, electricity, heating, who need shelter.
Von der Leyen and the head of the European Council, Charles Michel, on Friday reiterated their support for Ukraine and pledged further financial support for the country's reconstruction. CNN is reporting the White House is in talks with SpaceX head Elon Musk about setting up the SpaceX satellite internet service in Iran. The news agency cited U.S. officials familiar with the talks who say the White House sees the internet service called Starlink as a potential way to allow Iranians to access the internet, circumventing government restrictions. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.